This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Exploding devices in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, killed at least 70 people, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. That includes two Hezbollah leaders. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Israel's military says two Hezbollah leaders were among those killed in an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb. Officials raised a death toll from the attack to 37, including seven women and three children. Dozens were injured. The rare strike hit an apartment block in a densely populated South Beirut neighborhood on Friday afternoon during rush hour. Hezbollah says 15 of its operatives were killed by Israeli forces. An Israeli army spokesperson says 16 Hezbollah fighters died in the strike. Since the Friday attack, Israel and Hezbollah have continued to trade fire. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Saturday said he still sees a path to a ceasefire in Gaza, but that the U.S. is, quote, not at a point right now where we're prepared to put something on the table, end quote. Some 53 people have been killed and 51 others are missing since rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel began clashing on September 9th, local authorities said on Friday. Diane Toe reports.
Sinaloa's governor said more than 40 people have been arrested in recent days, including Fernando Perez Medina, known as El Pii, the alleged security chief for one of the sons of the jailed former Sinaloa kingpin known as El Chapo, who now leads the Los Chapitos faction. The trigger for the conflict between the two most powerful factions of the Sinaloa drug syndicate dates back to July. That's when Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who allegedly co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, was arrested in the United States. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said that the United States was partly responsible for...
This is VOA News. Ukraine said on Saturday it had hit two Russian munition depots overnight in attacks that illustrated its growing capability to strike targets deep inside Russia. Ukraine had information that a train carrying 2,000 tons of munitions, including those from North Korea, had been on the had been in the territory of the depot at the time of the strike. The head of Boeing's defense... The head of Boeing's defense and space business is out as the company tries to fix its troubled contracts. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Boeing is replacing the CEO of its defense and space business, the unit saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule, which had to leave astronauts at the International Space Station and return to Earth empty. Boeing said Friday Ted Colbert is out, and the division's COO, Steve Parker, is in temporarily while the search is on for a permanent replacement. Since the start of 2022, the Defense and Space Division has lost $6 billion, slightly more than Boeing's airplane business. I'm Julie Walker.
Meta, Facebook's parent company, has lost an appeal in a Kenyan labor court. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The case involves 185 content moderators from various African countries. They were working for a Meta contractor in Nairobi. Their lawyer confirmed the case would proceed in the labor court. The moderators are seeking $1.6 billion in compensation. They accuse Meta of exploitation and mental health damage. Facebook is facing two lawsuits in Kenya. One involves a content moderator and the other involves the 185 moderators. They challenge the termination of their employment contracts. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Unusually heavy snowfall caused major disruption on South Africa's roads on Saturday. Away from the danger areas, the rare phenomenon attracts people excited to see the snow, like Justin Nadesem, a baker from Johannesburg.
It's actually supposed to be spring and going into summer, so this is pretty much the hot season. So snow, at this time, it's actually a blessing.
More snow was expected, with second highest orange warnings in place for several parts of the country. South African Weather Service's forecaster Luthando Masimini told Agence France-Presse. Natalie Smith, a resident of Villiers, is enjoying it while it lasts.
Absolutely amazing. It's just something we never see. And my husband and I have seen it before, but it was just so exciting to bring the kids and let them just feel it. And just the excitement of driving past. Mommy, there's white. And yeah, so it's really exciting.
I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.